There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 48 of the tabernacle. 6 steps. C.S. Lewis said, "It is in the process of being worshiped that God communicates his presence." Our text today is from 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 12 through 15. "And it was told King David, 'The Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God.' So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. And when those who bore the ark of the Lord had gone 6 steps, he sacrificed an ox and a fattened animal. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the horn." The tabernacle was built because God desired to dwell with his people. God instructed Moses to construct the Ark of the Covenant because he wanted to show his power and let his people know he was present with them. When God reveals his presence, worshiping him is the only reasonable response. So the Ark of the Covenant became not only a symbol of God's might, but also stirred within his people a reason to worship him. One instance in Israel's history profoundly illustrates this truth. 1 Samuel chapters 4 through 6 records the ark being stolen, while 2 Samuel 6 reports its recovery. The ark was stolen when two sons of the priest Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, brought it out into the battle against the Philistines, hoping it would secure Israel's victory. Israel lost the battle. Both sons of Eli were killed, and the Philistines captured the ark. When a messenger brought word back to Eli of the deaths of his sons and the loss of the ark, he fell out of his chair, broke his neck, and died. Phinehas' wife was pregnant with a child, and when she heard the devastating news, she named her son Ichabod, which means "the glory has departed." Israel's reaction to the ark's absence is extremely important. Israel immediately equated the ark's capture with the loss of God's glory. For them, no ark meant no God, which translates into no power or glory. Devastation filled their hearts because they believed that God was no longer with them until they recovered the ark. 1 Samuel 5 and 6 records the destruction that follows the Ark of the Covenant in enemy territory. The ark is taken from Ashdod to Gath to Ekron. Everywhere it went, people died or were struck with a plague of tumors. It didn't take the Philistines long before they wanted nothing to do with the ark they had stolen. So they put it on a cart, pulled by new oxen, and sent it back to the nation of Israel to a place called Beth Shemesh. When Israel tried to move the ark and someone touched it, 70 people died. Great fear fell on God's people because of the calamity surrounding the Ark of the Covenant. Because of their fear, the ark remained outside of Jerusalem for 20 years. That is a long time to feel like God is not with you. 2 Samuel chapter 6 records David's recovery of the ark. After 2 decades, David is passionate about God's presence being reunited with his people. So when he finally gets to the ark, The priests carry it 6 steps. Then they stop and offer sacrifices to the Lord and worship Him. David is so excited that he dances before the Lord. When you know what it's like living without God's presence and finally realize He is now with you, you must stop to worship Him. His presence and power result in praise and celebration. The Ark of the Covenant has an incredible history. God mightily displayed His presence through it while also bringing devastation to those who were irreverent about His power. Now, when you think about the high priest walking beyond the veil once a year and encountering this symbol of God's might, you get a better glimpse into the awe, fear, and thrill that resulted from meeting personally with God. The God who Israel worshiped is the same God who meets with us. Never underestimate the transforming power and monumental privilege of encountering God through a personal relationship. If we truly understand who He is and all He has done, we couldn't take 6 steps without stopping to worship Him. Some questions to consider. How does the Ark and the significant weight it holds in Israel's history teach you about God's power? Describe how you feel when you realize you are in God's presence. And finally, is there something in your life that causes you to miss God's presence? If so, what is it? And what can you do to ensure more time is spent with God? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.